views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio and Carl and the Bot, 7:05 on April the 27th. And we are getting ready for the weekend.
Yeah. We're really excited. We got a lot of things to cover this morning. We have new introductions. We've got weather. We've got tickets.
We got congressional candidates. We got law. We have concealed carry people in here. We've got Shasta High School in here. Our phone lines are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And today we want to welcome our newest member.
Yeah, we're really
the
excited.
Family who's here for this morning.
Say hello.
Hey, Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
So nice to be here, you guys.
Well, we're glad you're here, Rachel.
Look at that beautiful face.
Rachel Lane's joined us. It's just somebody that is an expert in radio, and she's going to be working with our regular shows on the weekends and also putting together her own show.
I'm so excited.
Well, we're excited to have you
here. We can't wait to launch your show. But can we say, Carl, that the very first time we were on the radio together.
That's right.
The very first time you started a show specializing in veterans and just the intensity of never, of just, you know, trying to feel whether you were going to adapt. And it takes a lot. It takes a team. And Rachel was there from the very beginning. So we just love how, actually, I always call it how spirit works or how God works or how the world works. And here you are with us now.
It's really a nice place to be. I'm really very, very happy. And thank you so much for letting me come on board and giving me a shot. Because, you know, we've always had a banter back and forth, Carl and I. But we've always been able to compromise. And I think that's the most important thing.
What Rachel's saying is perhaps we don't always agree on political matters. But that's great because, you
love
know
it.
What? Rachel is a very, very intelligent person and argues her point. And then we both, like Rachel says, we can both walk away with it and not feel like, you know, that there's been bridges burned or things like that.
And here's the beautiful thing, too, on that, just to piggyback on that is, you know, when we all get together at the family table or we all get together in any kind of environment, it could be PTA, it could be, you know, the soccer team, it could be whatever it is, we're all that's probably me. Let me get that thing muted. Okay, just came on all of a sudden. We're all going to sit across the table and go, you think what? You really believe that? But it's not, it shouldn't be hatred.
Usually we believe is that your nephew is burping at the table. That's usually what we believe.
Well, anyway. All right, let's talk about the weather, and then, of course, we're going to go to our market minute. But we have just got a spectacular weekend ahead of us. Mostly sunny today with temperatures around 73 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with temperatures around 49. Saturday is sunny. This is the total plant season. In fact, last night, we loved that. By the way, weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We're probably going to try to go out there this weekend and have brunch.
Anselmo Vineyards, which is expanding again out there, building that events area with permits.
But tell me if it's not azalea season. We went in the backyard last night. I guess it was right after my show. It was about 8 o'clock after I got back from on the spot, which was a gas. I'll talk to you about that a little bit. But we went back, and all of a sudden we looked up, and our tree, which had been pretty much chopped back, had leaves. And we turned over and went, oh, my God, the azalea bushes were in complete bloom. Anyway, so that's what's going to be fabulous. We're in that season right now, and we love it.
Yeah, you know, and like you said, everything seems to be blooming, including maybe the stock market. But let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. And the Wells stocks have turned lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 6 points at 13,198. The S&P 500 is off a point at 1,398. The Nasdaq Composite is down 4 points at 3,046. Active stocks on the big board, American Express, up 54 cents, trading at $60.13. Kraft Foods, positive 79 cents at $39.31. Waste Management, off $1.22 at $34.07. Local stocks of interest, Walmart's positive 22 cents, trading at $59.17. Costco, up 27 cents at $88.35 per share. Target, positive 7 cents at $57.53. Treasuries are a little changed with the 10-year note, price to yield at 1.94%. Over to commodities, gold is up $6.40 at $1,666 per ounce. Silver's up 18 cents at $31.46. Crude oil down 7 pennies at $104 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Minute Monday through Friday at 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9:06 in the morning. And they tell us what's going on in the stock market. They are located at Park Marina Drive. Go on by and find out what's going on there and how do you invest your money.
All right. We'll be back with that Market Minute at 8:10 this morning. Wait, we have got a Friday pack for you. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Hey, honey, what's wrong?
Well, this report says Congress has run up such a large debt that each and every one of us now owes $49,000.
Really?
That's not all.
Oh?
This report also says Doug LaMalfa wants to spend even more.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, it says even though Doug LaMalfa's already a millionaire farmer, his family farm has taken nearly $5 million in taxpayer-funded subsidies.
And we're stuck paying the bill. We can't afford that.
Well, it sounds like Doug LaMalfa doesn't care. He said he's running for Congress to represent his farm first.
He said that? Well, one thing I know for sure. We can't afford more government spending. And we certainly can't afford to pay for Doug LaMalfa's farm.
I'm Sam Onestead. Congress has spent America close to bankruptcy, and I'm running for Congress to stop this spending. I approve this message paid for by Sam Onestead for Congress because we need to stop spending. To find out more, visit samonestead.com.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money? And were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsready.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Rope 'em and ride 'em, Reading, it's rodeo time. Tickets for the annual 3-day Reading Rodeo May 17th, 18th, and 19th are on sale now. It's a full week of wild events starting Saturday, May 12th with a steak feed and dance. $12.50 pre-sale steak feed tickets are available at most Napa Auto Parts store, the Civic Center box office, Custom Wheel on Center Street, or from any Reading Rodeo member. Week-long activities include chili cook-off and street dance, annual Friday morning pancake breakfast, rodeo parade, and 3 nights of rodeo action May 17th, 18th, and 19th with top riders of the nation competing in bronc riding, steer wrestling, team roping, and the world's most dangerous sport, bull riding. Plus, nightly performances by world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales and rodeo clown Crash Cooper. Tickets on sale now at the Civic Center box office, online at readingcivic.com, or by calling 229-0022. Sponsored in part by Budweiser, Mercy Medical Center, Premier West Bank, Cottonwood Veterinary, Jukebox Music Festival, Shasta Estates Retirement, El Dorado Casino, Mount Shasta Springwater, Sierra Pacific Foundation, Omega Mortgage Group, and Wind River Casino. Find more information at readingrodeo.com and follow us on Facebook.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. No, Bad Bob's not gone. We haven't fired Bad Bob.
No!
Bad Bob's out floating around with Brenda on the lake this weekend. And, you know, he gets off and he's, in fact, when we heard when the boat sank out there yesterday, we were a little perturbed, but I talked to him later in the day, so I think we're okay with Bad Bob.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, again, we're welcoming Rachel Lane, the newest member of our cast here. Hey, okay, we have a lot of things going on this weekend, and tonight at Classic Cafe, you know, Millie, and the girls there. They put on this great dinner once a month, and it's tonight. It's Mexican dinner, chicken enchilada, pork chili verde, chicken Veracruz, pork chili verde burrito, hand-cut New York steak, and a combo platter of chicken enchilada, beef tamale, and beef taco. That's tonight at Classic Cafe from Friday from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Local radio.
You know
at
it
its
is.
Best.
You know what? They're great people. You know what? It's like going into a museum for veterans in there. They've got photos of World War II veterans that still eat there. I mean, they eat. They have their own little reserve table. It's great. Go on down there. It's at 2427 Athens Avenue.
Guaranteed to get a hug when you walk in the room.
Everybody does.
That's it. Hey, last night we had On the Spot with Linda Bott. It was such a great time, and I just kind of wanted to revisit just a little bit about some of the gals that own the stores here in town. We're always trying to tell you to shop local, stay local. It is so important to keep our city here at the beautiful, you know, Shasta County, plentiful. And how we do that is we decide, instead of going to the big box, I'm going to go down the street. Classic Trends was one of them. Of course, Wild Time Gifts and, Antique Cottage. Those are just three of the nine shops that are going to be in the Shop Hop. That was so cool. And then we gave tickets away last night for the Rat Pack. You know, that's coming into town. And here's the Civic Center that is going to be doing a cabaret style show with Sandy Hack. It's a Rat Pack show. It's called Shadows of the Desert. We gave tickets away, so sorry about that, folks. If I'm lucky, between now and 9 o'clock, there may be somebody coming in, and I can score two more, because that is really going to be an event that's happening tomorrow night, Saturday night, at the Civic Center. But right now, of course, you know, we've got people coming in and a lot of stuff going on, and it's, of course, Friday here, and Rachel's at the controls. We love that. We're going to take a break, but I would like to give away tickets. Should we take a break and do that now, or?
Okay, when we come back, we're going to give away a tri-tip at barbecue lunch. Give us a call at 605-4567 as soon as the break starts. Start the break.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian roast. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our home loan center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and DeBott. We have guests.
I don't know how you can be so calm. My heart's beating so fast because I'm excited about this next segment. It's currently 40 degrees if you're just tuning in here on KCNR 1460. But we have some of the cast members from an upcoming show that is one of my favorite musicals of all time, Guys and Dolls. And we're talking Shasta High School. And with us is the director who, you know what, you kick. I'd say you kick Major Heine, but you got to turn it up. Rachel's got to get that extra microphone on, and she's taking a call right now. So go here.
Okay, cool. Good morning.
Okay, well, good morning. And so tell us about how do you pick musicals out? Because you guys are really the kings of like some great musicals and comedies.
Well, it's probably the hardest thing I do all year because I have to evaluate what cast members we have, who are potential leads, what the orchestra can play, and all that kind of stuff. But it takes a couple of months to figure it out.
So how many in the orchestra?
I think about 25.
Okay. So now Rachel's turning around. We're going to put them all on, put all the microphones on. Now you can... Well, that's right. I like you right here. That's cool.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So tell me about the audition process.
It's a 3-day audition process. We have a day for guys, a day for girls, and then we have our third day as a callback day for our principal characters. So it's pretty grueling for these guys.
So when the girls are coming or the guys are coming back for their audition, after their callbacks, do they realize that they are auditioning for a part, or do you just say, hey, just give me an up-tempo and a ballad?
No, they have, I give them all audition materials. They have to try it for their specific parts.
See, when I tried out, and this is exciting because this show here right here changed my world. It's what really catapulted me into wanting to go into the media, and theater arts, definitely. And I wish at that time, during the day that I did this, that we had more performances. Now, I understand, before we get to the cast and we get to ask them individually and for each one of them to maybe sing the finale, are you lucky enough to have six performances, I understand, with a matinee? Could you tell us the dates of the show?
Sure. May 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and 10th, 11th, 12th. It opens next Thursday.
So it is opening night Thursday night?
Yeah, next Thursday.
Do people still get telegrams?
I don't think so.
No, they get textograms. All right, so let's go down and let's have each one of the cast members introduce themselves. Let's start with the curly-haired guy with the glasses. What's your name? And get up there close on the microphone. Name and what you're playing.
My name is Zach Davis, and my character is Nicely Nicely Johnson.
Oh, Nicely. Oh, I Dream Last Night. Don't you start that song?
I do, indeed.
Okay, excellent. And next we have...
I'm Emily Robinson, and I'm playing Sarah Brown, the missionary doll.
She gets some of the best songs in it. That's great. Emily, okay, great. Our next
gal. You know, you look very missionary, too. I mean, you do. You're sitting there going, oh. You got to be the bad girl.
Yeah. I'm Moira Davis, and I'm playing Miss Adelaide, the hot box dancer.
And
yeah.
Adelaide is not a bad girl. Adelaide has been engaged for 14 years to Nathan Detroit,
she's a
good girl.
Who played? Didn't somebody
I'm telling
in here,
you
didn't
what,
you play?
Good,
didn't you
I
play
know,
Miss Adelaide?
I'm telling you, but she plays it. She's a good girl. There's nothing bad about her. She just is a, you know, she's a showgirl. Nothing wrong with showgirls. So good. Okay, next we have.
My name is Matt Lynn, and I'm playing Big Julie.
Okay, let's get Wait you minute, back up there because, there. Yeah, go ahead.
My name is Matt Lynn, and I'm playing Big Julie.
Matt Lynn, and you're playing Big Julie, but we needed to hear that voice. You want to? Okay, now, let's try it. One more time. I got to do this.
All right, my name is Matt Lynn, and I'm playing the role of Big Julie.
He paid us extra money so he could say it three times in front of everybody here.
He's
That's
the
right.
guy that you don't want to be fooling around with at the crap game. Nuh-uh. Okay, and next we have, I think, let's see if that, try this one. There we go.
I'm David Fowler, and I'm Nathan Detroit.
Now, David, I have seen you before in some cast shows. What was it, The Madrigals?
I was the king in the Madrigal Dinner, and I was Professor Harold Hill in The Music Man last year.
There you go. Okay. And how about our last guy here? First guy in the room, last guy up on mic.
I'm Josh Rodriguez, and I play Arvide.
All right. You guys, this is great. So any closing thoughts? Because I really would love to hear the cast member. Maybe the cast members can do, what do you think?
They can do something. Can I tell them where they can buy tickets?
No, do it all. This is your moment.
Why don't you just tell them about when it's going to be, where you buy tickets, yeah. You know, those little things.
Okay,
you know.
So the show is still at the David Marr Theater, which is the one the high schools use, but we're selling tickets through the Cascade Theater. And you can buy them there in the box office Tuesday through Friday, or you can get them online, Cascade Theater, with an R-E at the end, .org. So go buy those tickets. They're selling fast.
I think it's really the only way the theater should be spelled.
I don't really care, actually.
Just buy the tickets. Okay.
Just show up.
So the tickets cost how much? Family wants to go.
$15 for Friday and Saturday nights, and they're discounted on Thursday nights. Gosh, I think it's 12.
Okay, give us the dates one more time before we break into song.
Okay, May 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and 10th, 11th, 12th.
And can we convince
you? I think
you?
We have two tickets to give away. It will give away at a different another time.
And we'll talk about it more. But can we just commend you? And what a great job! You know, I can't. The Madrigals, I couldn't stop crying. It took me over. And we took friends that had never been before. And so that's what happens every year. It just gets to be so special. And the voices and the focus. And I know that a lot of it has to do with it's the passion, but the leadership.
Well, thank you. I have awesome kids to work with. And tons of talent, and these are just a handful of them, but I'm really proud of my kids, and they work hard.
Okay, so Teach, what are we going to have our guys do, our kids do?
Oh, I don't know. Can we do like a little medley?
Yes.
Oh.
You have two minutes to do that medley.
Easy. Okay, we're going to start you, and I'm going to cut you off. Start the rock in the boat. We're going to get a little bit of Nicely Nicely.
I dreamed last night I got on the boat to heaven, and by some chance I had brought my kites along. And there I stood, and I hollered, "Someone save me!" But the passengers, they know right from wrong.
I'll know when my love comes along. I won't take a chance. For, oh, he'll be just what I need, not some fly-by-night Broadway romance. I'll know by his calm, steady voice, those feet on the ground. I'll know as I run to his arms that at last I've come home safe and sound.
You promised me this, you promised me that, you promised me anything under the sun, then you give me a kiss and you're grabbing your hat and you're off to the races again when I think of the time gone by. And I think of the way I tried. I could honestly die.
Call a lawyer and sue me, what can you do me? I love you. Give a holler and hate me. Go ahead, hate me.
The best years of my life I was a fool to give to you.
Alright, already, I'm just a no-good Nick. Alright, already, it's true, so new. So sue me, what can you do me? I love you.
When you see a guy reach for stars in the sky, you can bet that he's doing it for some doll. When you spot a John waiting out in the rain, chances are he's insane, as only a John can be for a Jane. When you meet a Jess paying all kinds of rent for a flat that can flatten the Taj Mahal, call it sad, call it funny, but it's better than even money that the guy's only doing it for some dough.
Woo!
Okay. Okay, Shasta High School, and give us the days again.
May 3rd, 4th, and 5th, 10th, 11th, 12th.
All right. Hey, great job. And you know, here's the thing about it. Because we do this all the time, we get to see you all at various times.
And it's always good seeing
such talented young adults in here.
You guys appreciate what you do.
It is. You know,
it's going to be a fabulous
show. We need
show.
To keep music. We need to keep the arts in our schools. We got to work hard to do that.
Well, thank you for having us here this morning.
You're all always welcome. Always welcome.
You need to go down, walking down the street and doing this, guys, the finale.
And we might as well tell you all now, as we're setting up, a regular program that we're going to be able to have our high school students on to come in and discuss what's important to high school students. And just the representatives from each school just to come in and say, hey, you know, this is what Shasta, you know, Union's thinking about. This is what we're doing. This is what's big with us. Because a lot of times nobody really hears that. And so we want a lot of people to hear it.
I think that's
so
great.
Thank you so much
all
for
right,
what
guys.
You all do.
Congratulations. Break a leg. We're going to take a break. And so we'll try. You guys are going to be a fabulous break leg opening night, okay? We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Are soaring after the company posted solid quarterly results. Earnings blew away forecasts at 26 cents a share. Revenue also came in better than expected. Strong growth in gross bookings, transactions, and hotel revenue contributed to the strong results. The company's chief executive says all of the company's major brands besides Expedia continue to perform well. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Appliances are what we do at Carmona's Appliance Center, and we do it better than anyone else, including those big box stores. At Carmona's, you'll find a complete selection of Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jennair appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, in stock, ready for delivery, along with our complete parts and service department. We promise to meet or beat any local advertised price, or your purchase is free. And now through May 31st, you get 24 months financing, same as cash, with a minimum $6.99 purchase. All at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading, and our Appliance and Mattress Center on Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Revisit the days of highballs, hijinks, and happy hours when the coolest cats in town roamed the Vegas Strip.
And now,
Frank Sinatra.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Dean Martin.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Sammy Davis Jr.
That's Mr. Bojangles.
And Joey Bishop. The Rat Pack Show, Saturday, April 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It was a special time, once in a lifetime. But now you can take a trip back in time and share a little slice of that so famous past with Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. Reserve your tickets for this cabaret-style show now online at readingcivic.com or call 229-0022. That's 229-0022.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money? And were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the 7th car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Chloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsready.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 7:35 in the morning, April the 27th. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson. You know, we love our Harley. And Redding Harley Davidson was established in 1977 by David and Robin Wright. And they've never looked back because they do it all. Accessories, they've got brand new bikes, some of the newest models in the whole North State. They're located at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Now, they're also involved in this Big Bike Weekend. Home is hosting the former NASCAR driver and TV analyst Kyle Petty and his charity ride across America. It's going to begin right there at Redding Harley Davidson. So you can register for the charity raffle at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. It's going to be Saturday. That's right. They're going to spend the first day of their first ride from a ride across America. It will begin April 28th at Redding Harley-Davidson, and the event begins at 3 p.m. And they're going to arrive at Hilltop Drive Holiday Inn at 6 p.m., and there's going to be food and drink and all types of great things. So that's Saturday, Redding Harley-Davidson.
All right. So okay. In order to ride your Harley, you know, you've got to always keep your thighs in shape.
That's right. And speaking of thighs in shape, here's Amy.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're great.
We're all picturing your thighs.
Yeah, hey, well.
Or somebody's thighs.
Yeah.
Well, summer is coming, and people are wanting to get ready. This is springtime workout, so here's what I want people to focus on. I want them to get back into that gym and start working out. I need about 2 to 3 days of weight training, okay, resistance training, with about a half hour to 45 minutes of time invested. Now, here's the thing. I want you to think about large muscle groups, okay? They're going to burn more calories. So that's squats, that's like push-ups, pull-ups, chest presses, rows, things that are going to use your large muscle groups, okay? Secondly, with the cardio, I don't want people in the gym doing an hour of just walking the same pace. I want you guys to maybe shorten your sessions up. Maybe you do 20 minutes of cardio, but make it fun. So 1 minute you push yourself really hard, and the next minute you recover. And if you're outside walking and enjoying a beautiful day like today, you're going to walk at a fast pace or maybe jog for a minute, and then you're going to walk 2 for recovery. You do that for 20 minutes, and you're going to burn a larger amount of calories than you would if you're just walking a nice, slow pace.
Wow.
Not that walking, you know, if you're starting out, just get moving.
Okay.
But for most of you, you can start pushing it a little bit more and get ready for summer.
Yeah, that's like everybody else. I think they should push it really hard. I'll just kind of amble down the river walk. Okay, hey, Amy, thank you so much.
Thanks, Amy.
Adamson's.
Guys, have a great weekend.
You too, Adamson's Peak Performance. Amy just friended me on Facebook. Oh, it's only been 5 years, Amy. Anyway, okay, hey, look, Adamson's Peak Performance.
Been a friend, me too, buddy.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, our guest in our studio is a good friend, Ted Leidy.
Talk about friending. Friending with your fabulous organization called
NorCal Firearms Instruction.
There we go.
And there's perks to that too.
Absolutely. We have giveaways every month. On the first of the month, we give away a free CCW class and two $25 gift cards to Bastiani Arms.
There you go. You work out of Bastiani Arms, who are good friends of ours. And
absolutely.
You teach a number of classes, but one of them is concealed carry.
Absolutely.
And you just gave a class for women only.
Yeah, we just finished a ladies-only class this weekend. We had 20 ladies.
Wow.
And you can, but those classes with ladies fill up, don't they?
Yes, our next class is in August, and it's already about three-quarters full.
Wow.
And why do you think women want to take classes with women?
Well, women want to take classes with women because it's more fun, basically.
And probably, how about if somebody maybe, okay, let's just go here for a second, the psychological part of that, Ted. And we've talked about this before, but I want to bring it to light. Let's say you, you grew up with a father or brothers who were, hard on you, critical on you. And I think that has a lot to do with overcoming that through all aspects of learning. You have a male teacher or it's a male-dominated industry. It's like, I don't know if I can do that. I need to. So when you have this is brilliant, because when you have other women around you and the class is women only, I think it breaks down the fear barrier.
Absolutely. And we don't even allow men or husbands on our range. They can drop off and they can pick up.
Oh, but I'm loving that.
The only men on the range are our instructors. And the reason for that is because they are a little bit intimidated. And especially if you get a relationship group or a husband, wife, or a spouse that wants to stand there and coach.
Oh, yeah.
It's very, very difficult for the ladies. So we keep it light. It's fun. It's safe. And they walk in sometimes not knowing anything. I always crack up because the gun shop has to close all the doors when the women are in there because they're having such a good time. Yeah, because it is very it's a very light class.
It's called a hen house. What is that in the other room? A bunch of women taking concealed carry, so look out.
Exactly.
Well, you know, here's the thing too is before we take a break is that we're talking about men are there trying to coach and be overbearing. You know, knowing Lisa, your love,
yes.
Linda, I'm not sure if I want to be overbearing while they're standing there with a loaded weapon in their hand. I just can't, it's when they give us that look, kind of over their shoulder. It's like, I'm going to go sit in a car for a while.
Well, here's the beautiful thing. You guys are experts, both of you. You've been around guns, and you both have served our country. By the way, again, thank you, both of you, for that. But I have never felt in the presence of either one of you a domination form of, you're not doing that right. The little tapes that go off in your head is, you think you can do that? You know what I'm talking about. You encourage greatness. And that is the form of a good teacher, to make one feel like, empower somebody to feel like, I'm going to go into, try something that, everybody doesn't, and maybe everybody in the family doesn't think you should, but you take the class, you come home with a certificate. There's something about feeling a sense of accomplishment, and how everybody should know how to work, even if you don't have a gun, the mechanics of it.
Yes, absolutely. And when you start talking about how you interact with students, you have to kind of look at it through their eyes, the entire time. Many of them are very, very, they're a little bit afraid of the firearm.
They're hesitant. Yeah, they are.
They're very hesitant.
And that's one of the things about the classes is you may have a weapon, but you need to know how to use it safely, store it safely, and everything about the weapon. And that's what you teach. And that we got to take a break now. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Our guest, Ted Leidy, National Rifle Association instructor, retired command sergeant major in the Army. And he and I are getting ready to teach a class here. Gosh. Next weekend.
Next weekend, yep.
We have everything.
Cinco de Mayo, we're going to be shooting a lot.
We got everything from guys and dolls, the cast of Shasta High, to guns right here at KCNR 1460.
Wind River Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 13th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., including a carving station with prime rib and pork loin, omelet station, freshly prepared waffles with an assortment of toppings, along with Dungeness crab legs and an array of delicious desserts. Relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Adults, $24.95. Children, 5 to 12 years, $7.95. Under 4 years, eat for free. Reservations required. Call 1-800-280-UIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make every fourth Friday of the month a fantastic Friday at Wind River Casino and play in our $10,000 guaranteed cash slot tournament at 6 p.m. Entry fee is only $50, plus $5 free slot play for all. First through 10th win cash. First place guarantees $5,000 cash. 11th through 20th win $100 free slot play. Mark your calendar for the $10,000 fantastic Friday slot tournament every fourth Friday. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Bob Wagner of Wagner Electric. How long have you been coming in with your vehicles?
I'm going to say in the least the last 8 years, if not longer.
Ah, we've been in business 18 years. How long has Wagner Electric been around?
We've only been around for 46 years.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to Cars?
Most definitely. I've referred my son, and I refer my other relatives to Cars, and also friends that when they need mechanical work done, that they can go there because they're going to get treated correctly.
Have you ever used our concierge service?
Saved a lot of hassle and headache by you guys being able to pick it up and deliver it, and I didn't have to mess with anything, and I could still do what I need to be doing.
What do you think is our hallmark?
Honesty.
Well, thank you so much for being a customer.
As soon as we need something done, we'll be giving you a call.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelly do so much for this community, so much for the people here, and plus Espresso Joe's best coffee you can get, greatest walk-in humidor for cigars, and other great tobacco products, and they will meet or beat any price for tobacco in town. It's more than just being a store. They've been here for 35 years. They are part of our community. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Mark Beecham put something on his blog today, is that Reading is the fifth most dangerous city for women in the United States. The fifth most dangerous city for women in the United States. Okay, here's my friends. We've been talking. We talked about it yesterday. You know, we had Holly Hoekstra on the day before yesterday, and it was going to be kind of a light show, but it turned dark quick because we're talking about crime, realignment, revolving door policy. We had people calling in, parole officers saying they can't sleep at night because of the fact that they're turning sex offenders loose out there because guess what? That's the policy. This isn't our sheriffs, by the way. This isn't our police. This is not our people. Our people are fighting against this. We have no choice. Governor Brown and the Democrats have made Shasta County and every other county in California a penal colony. And it's going to get worse. And this is just a perfect example of statistics. And we're going to have a big show on this. So I can't even begin to touch on everything that we've learned in the last week. And we're having a meeting next week on this. But, Ted, maybe this is one of the reasons that we see a huge increase in gun sales and for people wanting to learn how to carry a weapon.
Actually, gun sales. The gun sales have gone through the roof. As a matter of fact, there are certain models, makes, models, and calibers of pistols that you cannot get in this town or any town north of Sacramento, especially some of the Ruger models, some of the concealed carry Ruger models, such as the LC9, very popular small concealed carry pistol. You can't buy one.
They're not even taking orders in Ruger on some of these because they're so backed up.
Ruger will not take an order for that pistol for 12 months. Now, that's an incredible statistic right there. They're selling so many of them. And, you know, people are worried. You get AB-109 and realignment going on. I saw that report this morning about Reading being the top, you know, in the top five dangerous cities in America for women. And I think that's indicative of why you've got all of these women taking concealed carry classes. And it's about getting their freedom back. Really, they want to feel good walking down the road. They don't want to feel like they're going to be victimized. So guess what? So they try to figure out how to get an equalizer going, and that happens to be a firearm.
Okay, let's talk about this. You know, because you buy a weapon, and now you have it. Now, you can't automatically carry that. You have got to take a special course, a concealed carry course. You take the course, and then you go through a background check, which includes fingerprints and everything that goes to the National Crime Investigative Service, who then makes sure that you have no record. And then you have an interview. And I'll tell you something. The interviews are backed up to June right now here in Shasta County, and they didn't used to be, because people are seeing what's going on. They see our police and our sheriffs, a valiant group of men and women, as that thin blue line that's trying to hold this back. And there's going to be mass releases of people off of parole. Right now, San Quentin went from 5,200 inmates to 32 in 1 year. 3,200. Where did they go to? And where did I get that from? From a guard at San Quentin. Where'd they go to? Look around. Look at ShastaMugshots.com.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a scary thing.
NFI recently became authorized to train the residents of Sacramento County, and so they're now traveling up to Redding to get their training.
Good.
And one of the reasons for that is because the appointment with the sheriff of Sacramento County to get their CCW is 2 years out.
That's because the new sheriff of Sacramento County just said, I will issue concealed carry permits. Now they've got a two-year backup.
They've got a two-year backup.
Yeah, and the other sheriff wasn't doing it. Let's talk a little bit about and just give me a 30-second synopsis of this. When we talk about concealed carry class, what do you teach people?
Well, first off, realize we get people who buy firearms at Bastiani Arms and then walk over to our class and take our course. So we start at the very basics. This is a revolver. This is a semi-automatic handgun. This is why you buy each one. This is the goods and bads, the benefits of each type of firearm. And then we go through responsible storage, transportation, operation, ammunition, ballistics. And we take them to the range. We do that all day long. And then we take them to the range the next day, and they fire 200 cartridges with us. And they go through skills and drills, starting with the basics of sight alignment, sight picture, trigger pull, grip and stance, and then move to defensive shooting techniques, which is multiple salients, combat reloading, misfire drills, tap rack and assess drills.
That's just a basic start.
That's about a 13-14 hour course.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have the advanced handgun class, which we're getting ready to next week.
And we're going to talk about that. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to talk about, and this isn't selling the class, my friends. We've got the class. We've got people in the class. I think we've got room for, two or three more. But that doesn't make a difference because, we've got the class size. What we're saying is that you have your concealed carry. If you're going to carry, you need to take that next step. And this is the only place around here you're going to find it. Is this advanced pistol class. And the reason that I got involved with it, with Ted, is I believe if you're going to carry a weapon, you need to know how to use it, and you need to know when to use it and when not to use it, which is just as important as we've seen in the papers. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, Ted Lindley. Ted Leidy. Retired Command Sergeant Major in the Army and NRA instructor.
Hoo-ah.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our home loan center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Luella Abbott from Redding has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot, 7:55 in the morning, April the 27th, 530-605-4567.
Currently 42 degrees downtown, and we're going to have mostly sunny with our temperature around 73 today if you're just tuning in, 7:55 in the morning.
This portion of the show brought to you by Nathan's Anthems Tattoos on the corner of Market and Tehama. They're giving away a $300 tattoo. That's right, a $300 tattoo. You just have to go in there and enter. Go into 1358 Market Street in the corner of Market and Tehama. Put your name down, and you can win a $300 tattoo. We're going to announce that here at the end of the month. It goes to the end of the month. They're now offering permanent cosmetics, lips, eyeliner, and eyebrows. And you had you got your tat down.
I got
right?
a tat from Nathan's Anthem.
Ooh,
right here.
That looks great.
And that's good work.
But it looks better on your gun.
I loved it. It was excellent.
That's great.
Lisa and I went together, and they were clean and great. Great artist and everything.
So did she use? Did she do it on the same part of her body as you?
No, she did it on a different part.
Parts is parts.
Okay. Parts is parts.
All right.
She didn't want one on her arm. I don't believe it.
Ted Lighty is our guest. Ted teaches, down at Bastiani Arms, and he teaches classes on weapons. But the concealed carry, he teaches women's only classes. And, but you're getting ready to expand out here. You got a blog getting ready to start?
I got a blog. I met with Bruce Ross, from the Record Searchlight, and, the blog is going to be called Our Right and Our Responsibility. It's going to be all about firearms handling, transportation, storage, and, of course, issues of the day. I started with a little Zimmerman Martin case in Florida and sent that over as a good example. And he edited a little bit and sent it back, and finally we got it right. So, I don't know, maybe next month we'll get it off the ground and started, and I'll be blogging once a week.
Don't let Bruce edit. You know, they never edit me.
Well, that's because, you know.
Well, anyway,
you're in radio. I work for an engineering firm. You're in radio, okay?
So let's talk about this. So what's really cool about the blogs, the educational, the informal blogs on the Searchlight is just that. You're going to be able to, you know, feed people some information that they might not see elsewhere. And that's obviously something that just came up for us today this morning, which is quite alarming.
I'm glad Mark did because, Reading is the fifth most dangerous city. And you don't think of that. For small towns or for under 100,000, I think it says. And it goes because there were 67 rapes reported, 65 rapes, and there were 797 instances of violent crime and 65 rapes for every 100,000 citizens. And, so Redding, a Northern California city located in Shasta County, is also becoming proactive about rape prevention at a recent Sexual Assault Awareness Month, which we really supported here.
Yes.
I'd like to think we did. Gene King of the Shasta Women's Refuge noted that the county suffers twice as many sexual assaults as the rest of the state.
We don't want
that in our community.
We don't want people who are, we're trying to encourage to come here to live and move to hear this kind of statistics.
Part of that,
we need to change that.
Part of that is this revolving door policy that we have that the governor and the Democrats foisted on the whole state of California by turning all these people loose without the money. The intelligentsia goes, well, why do you people need weapons? Well, it's because I'm getting older, I can't carry a policeman on my back all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway. Hey, how do people get a hold of you, Ted?
Well, what I'd like them to do, and I'd like everyone to kind of jot this down, is We have a Facebook page called NorCal Firearms Instruction. If you go and ask a question on NorCal Firearms Instruction, a certified instructor will get back with you and answer your question. So if you have a question about transportation, storage, the law, how do I get a CCW application, what's the process like, any of those questions, if you go and drop them on NorCal Firearms Instruction, just like us, drop the question on there. One of us, one of our instructors will get back with you. I mean, we check it every single day, and nobody waits for very long. So the Facebook page is NorCal Firearms Instruction. We've got a photo gallery, and it's just really
great. How about
a
phone number if people don't get into that?
530-222-8222.
And if you have a question, you call here, 605-4565, and call Bastiani Arms.
Bastiani Arms.
At
530-222-8222. That's who does all of our registration.
I think we can take, what, two more people?
Yeah,
okay,
two more people.
About,
we
more people in the class.
There you
we
go. That's what I was just going to say. I was holding my hands up because we got to call Bastiani Arms. You guys, I'm so excited about you doing this advanced pistol class. This is really, really. You watch Top Gun?
Top Shot.
Top Shot. Right. That kind of stuff's going to be going on with your class.
Oh, absolutely right. Absolutely.
There you go. Hey, when we come back, Pete Stiglitz will be joining us.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The economy hit the brakes a little to start the year, but despite slower growth, the White House says there are some encouraging signs. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
The gross domestic product rose at an annual rate of 2.2% in the first quarter, down from 3% in the fourth quarter of last year. And the good news in the numbers, consumer spending growing by 2.9%.
Despite the fact that you've seen Americans, by and large, much more pessimistic because of higher gasoline prices, they've continued to go out there and buy.
Chief Economist Chad Mutry at the National Association of Manufacturers says that's the best showing for consumer spending since late 2010. That number accounts for nearly three-fourths of all U.S. economic activity, Dave.
Rich, on Wall Street, the Dow's up 27 points. Now, the House today votes to prevent federal student loans from doubling this summer, but the White House doesn't like the plan. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in D.C.
House Republicans and the president both want to prevent interest rates on subsidized Stafford loans from doubling in July.
We're trying to step up and address the immediate concerns of our students, our graduates.
Minnesota Republican John Klein supports the GOP bill that prevents the interest rate hike by taking $6 billion from a health care fund.
We'll find another way to do this, but don't do this in the name of students. That's what they've asked.
And California Democrat George Miller prefers paying for the student loan program by ending subsidies for oil companies. Dave.
Now, Jared, a judge is considering raising or revoking George Zimmerman's bond, the Florida man accused of murdering teenager Trayvon Martin. This after Zimmerman's lawyer disclosed that Zimmerman raised $200,000 for his defense online.
Every amount of money that was residual is either already in a separate trust account under only my control.
A Detroit Tigers jailed in New York City. Delman Young facing a hate crime assault charge for an altercation with a group of men outside a hotel. Young accused of yelling anti-Semitic remarks. He was also drunk, police say. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Are you tired of market volatility and 0 to 1% returns at the bank? Discover an investment that's averaged 18% a year for the past 11 years. And since the 2008 crisis, it's up over 100%. Sound impossible? Not at all. It works because it's not a stock, it's not a bond, it's a real asset. And for 2012, Morgan Stanley predicts it could rise over 30%. To learn more, call Lear Capital at 800-557-4855 for our free 12-page special report and video that examines how low interest rates and an uncertain economy is giving this one investment an incredible advantage. It's your choice. 1% at the bank, continued market volatility, or an investment that has returned an average 18% a year for the past 11 years. There's no obligation. The special report and video are free and available for immediate delivery. So call now, 800-557-4855. 800-557-4855. That's 800-557-4855.
Nearly a year after U.S. commandos hunted down and killed Osama bin Laden, the terrorists' three wives, also found in the raid, have been deported from Pakistan, sent to Saudi Arabia, along with their 11 children. Authorities still want to know how bin Laden hid for so long after 9/11. A terror leader in Yemen has resurfaced.
U.S. officials thought Ibrahim al-Aziri was dead when a drone strike killed one of the leaders of al-Qaeda's Yemeni offshoot. But the terrorist group's top bomb maker is alive, and more worryingly, say counterterrorism officials, he's active. According to intelligence reports, they're worried he might be building bombs that could sneak past airline security. While there's no specific threat, they believe Al-Qaeda in Yemen is plotting. The group taking advantage of the political unrest there and gathering strength in the south of the country as they recruit from the west. In Jerusalem, Emily Wither, Fox News Radio.
At least 9 people are dead in a bombing in Syria. Syrian state TV blames a suicide attack. The NFL draft resumes tonight, the second round. The Indianapolis Colts kicked it off last night, picking Stanford quarterback Andrew Luck first. The NBA playoffs start this weekend after one team had the worst season ever.
7 wins, 59 losses. The Charlotte Bobcats finishing the lockout-abbreviated NBA season with a .106 winning percentage after losing the regular season finale 104-84 to the New York Knicks.
Their 23rd consecutive loss, and that's the longest losing streak to end the season, Clyde. And the worst winning percentage in NBA history.
Courtesy MSG Sports, ironically 23 was the number worn by the team's superstar owner Michael Jordan, who said earlier in the week he knew this was going to be a trying year, but didn't expect it would be this bad. Sal Chiangrasso, Fox News Radio.
Round 2 of the NHL playoffs starts tonight, Nashville at Phoenix. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and DeBott, good morning. 8:05 on April the 27th. My gosh, it is Friday. Of course, following our show is Shasta Startup, and we're going to have an exciting show there. We've had, you know, this week has been an interesting show. We've had Sam Onestad on yesterday. We've had Jeff Hess from Hawkins Companies LLC out of Boise, talking about the Churn Creek Shopping Center. The Churn Creek Owners Association is going to be on next Wednesday. We've had any number of politicians coming on, and now we're talking concealed carry and the fact that the crime rate in Reading, is it rising? Is it being recorded better? This huge problem we have, realignment, and my friends, it's much bigger than you think it is. And we're going to be doing some special shows on it. This is not something that's just, you know, oh yeah, you know, there may be a few more dirtbags out there. That's not true. There's a lot more people out there, denizens of the street. Our guest today, and we're going to get to him after our break, of course, is Colonel Pete Stiglitz, who is running for Congress in the 1st District. We had him on a couple of months ago. We want to see what changes have happened in the in what he's doing, or none, or what, and for to hear what Colonel Pete Stiglitz thinks. Before we go to our Wells Fargo people, I want to talk about a spaghetti fundraiser. It's to benefit Ashlyn and Alexis Myrtle. If you remember that. Both of those children were injured in a March 16th car accident, and Ashlyn was paralyzed. It is in need of a wheelchair, a special car a seat, and other equipment. Tomorrow, at the Frontier Senior Citizen at 2081 Frontier Trail in Anderson, from 4 to 7 p.m., there's going to be a get-together there. And all proceeds are going to go to Ashlyn and Alexis to help with the medical expenses. It goes from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Tickets are $7 for adults, $5 for children. They've got raffle prizes, silent auctions, door prizes. You don't need to be present to win, but contact Randy at 355-8755 to donate, volunteer, or attend. But let's say this one more time. You all see these photos of these two little girls. Just adorable little girls. And they need help. They need help from this car wreck. And like I said, Ashlyn, who's the name of my granddaughter, by the way, was paralyzed. And she needs a wheelchair. And she needs some help that way. So tomorrow at the Frontier Senior Citizen from 4 to 7 Center, I'm sorry, Frontier Senior Center from 4 to 7 p.m. All right. Now let's go to our friend Susan Eastman from Wells Fargo. Susan, are you there? We've lost Susan. Okay. Need to probably call Susan back. Okay. Well, while we're waiting to call Susan back, let me go to the next one then. Okay. Pet Expo. Oh, is she there? Okay. She.
Are we there? Okay, we've lost Susan. And we're going to try and call her back. Anyway, Pet Expo tomorrow also from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Free admission. Love your Pet Expo. Go on down there. Parade starts at 10:30. Bring your favorite pet, horses, goats, donkeys. And you know what? This is where we started talking, is that, you know, donkeys in wedding dresses. I don't know. For some reason, it's not as funny now as it was the first time we heard it. So, okay. Well, I tell you what. We're going to keep trying with that. And in between.
I hope not.
With what? The donkey dresses?
Yeah, we're done. We're done.
Okay. Okay. Colonel Pete Stiglitz. We're going to jump in now because we lost our Wells Fargo people. Colonel Pete, good morning.
Yeah, hey, good morning, Carl, Linda.
So you're still surviving this congressional run?
I sure am, absolutely.
You're looking great.
Well, thank you. Good to be here.
Okay, is Susan back on?
Yes, I am.
All right. Susan, we're sorry. I'm sure we pushed the wrong
button.
We're
rolling with it. Let's go.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Well, markets are searching for direction, weighing between mostly positive earnings and slower than expected economic expansion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 21 points at 13,226. The S&P 500 is up a point at 1401. The Nasdaq Composite is up 8 points at 3,059. Active stocks on the Nasdaq, Expedia is positive $9.06, trading at $41.69. Qualcomm's up 27 cents at $64.18. Amazon up $24 at $227.72 per share. Local stocks of interest, PepsiCo's down 12 pennies at 66 and a quarter. Bank of Commerce up a penny at $4.32. Best Buy positive 3 cents at $22.14. Treasuries are little changed. The 30-year bond yield is 3.14% and the 10-year note 1.95%. For commodities, gold is up $6.90 at $1,667 per ounce. Silver's up 5 cents at $31.33. Crude oil down 13 cents, trading at $104 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan. We always have our Wells Fargo Advisors on at their Market Minute at 710, 810, again at 906. Thank you so much for being patient with us. We're looking forward to our next interview here, and we're going to get to know all about Pete Stiglitz, who's running for Congress in the first district, first congressional seat. And Pete's somebody who we've admired and watched through the years. He's a good guy. Hi.
Thank you. Let's end the interview right now.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, let's get down into the meat and potatoes of it. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco & Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian roast. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookie and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco & Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco & Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco & Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco & Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew.
Washington is a mess. Spending and debt are out of control. Small businesses and family farms are being crushed by regulations and red tape. We won't fix things unless we elect conservative leaders willing to stand up and fight for us. Leaders like Doug LaMalfa. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug LaMalfa is a common-sense conservative who represents our very own North State values. Doug LaMalfa knows what's important, and he won't back down to the government regulators and big spenders in Washington. Let's deliver a strong message by sending the right person to Congress, Republican Doug LaMalfa. One more thing. Doug LaMalfa is the only candidate in this race endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the California Farm Bureau. That says a lot right there. Doug LaMalfa, he'll fight for us.
This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. The North State needs our voice in Washington.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
How important is your family? Crime's rising in the city and the county, and many of us have taken a number of steps to protect our loved ones. home alarms, security lights, threat awareness glasses, and even buying a weapon. While all of these can assist in protecting our families, they can't if they're not used correctly. Ted Leidy, NRA instructor, and I are offering an advanced pistol class for those who carry defensive weapons. The course will address safety, presentation, real-life scenarios, and extensive hands-on shooting practice with the weapon that you'll be carrying. A weapon used for defensive purposes is no good if you do not know how to use it correctly and safely. That's what this course will offer. Call Bastiani Arms at 222-8222 and sign up for this May 5th and 6th class. Now, the class is limited to 10 people, so call now, 222-8222, and take that next step in protecting your family.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, 8:15 in the morning. April the 27th, 605-4567 is our numbers, and we're chatting live at KCNR1460.com. Our guest is Colonel Pete Stiglich, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley-Davidson. You know what? They are hosting Kyle Petty. Kyle Petty is doing a charity ride across America, and the proceeds for the charity raffle is to benefit the Victory Junction Camp for Life and Camp Hope. And Victory Junction was founded by Petty in honor of his son, Adam. So, but Redding Harley-Davidson is really involved in this. The ride is going to start, this is the beginning of the ride that goes across America, is going to start right at Redding Harley-Davidson at 3 o'clock. Then they're going to end up the ride at Hilltop Drive at the Holiday Inn at 6 p.m., and there's going to be a meet-and-greet autograph signing session with Petty, NASCAR legend Henry the Bandit Gant, and Heisman Trophy winner Herschel Walker. They're all going to be there. So that's tomorrow, right here in Redding. And this is a big event. So you need to be there at Redding Harley-Davidson at a little bit before 3 o'clock so you can sign up tomorrow. And they're located out at 1268 Twinview Boulevard.
All right.
Okay, Pete Stiglich.
Big breath, because now we're going to talk about what it is for a candidate to throw their hat in the ring and how huge that is for yourself, for your family, for the community, Pete Stiglich.
For my pocketbook.
Pete, you know that you're going up against, and this is one of the things I admire about you.
Yeah.
2 years ago, this isn't your first rodeo. 2 years ago, you went against an incumbent by the name of Herger that nobody was going to touch. But, you know, you talked to me, we talked about it, and you made a run at him. And then now, this is your second goal out there, because you have a message.
You bet. Thanks for inviting me again today.
Absolutely.
To be with you guys. I always look forward to it. Seems like I haven't seen you all in a while, but I've been out there all over this 11-county congressional district. And that's really the exciting part about running for any office, is getting out there, meeting the people. And if I didn't run, I wouldn't have been out to Susanville or Loyalton or MacArthur and Bernie and on and on and on. And there are a lot of great people out there. A lot of good Americans are really worried about our country and our future and where we're heading. And Carl, thank you. You're right. I ran in 2010 against Wally Herger, against insurmountable odds.
It was insurmountable odds.
Yeah.
But you had something to say.
Well, I did. And, I guess maybe it's the military thing in it. Maybe it's the way my parents brought me up, that if you believe in something strongly enough, you go for it. And you don't let people dissuade you or convince you otherwise if you're really convicted on that you have a message and something important to say or do. So, I always say too, if win or lose at the end of the day, as long as you can look at yourself in the mirror the next morning and say, hey, I did the right thing. I like the guy looking back at me in the mirror. Win or lose, I think that's really important, the integrity that you come with and that you leave with at the end of the day. And I think challenging our incumbents is really critical to a good political process. We kind of got away from that in this country, and I'll always try to do that. I did decide to run again this time. I actually entered this race back in October, November of last year. Greg Cheeto, I think, was the first one to put his name out there, a fine gentleman, and then I went ahead and jumped into the race as well. Shortly thereafter, Wally Herger decided to retire. I always like to kid folks and say that kid everyone that Wally decided to retire because I got back in the race and was going to challenge him again. Who knows? Who knows? But now we do have a whole new slate of candidates. LaMoffa, Honestead, DeCristo, Gary Oxley, and a few others. So it's exciting. I think it's great for democracy to have a large selection for the voters to look over and decide who do they really trust to do the right thing for America.
So as you go out, like you were talking, the counties, MacArthur, and what was the one you said before that? You're up in
Susanville,
Bernie.
And Loyalton.
Loyalton,
wow,
okay.
That's a long drive.
Hello, Loyalton. So with the communities in that area, and close to Modoc, what would you say in that area is the number one concern?
You know what it is, in Loyalton especially, because we talked about it. There were only about 10 people that showed up for that event there, but it was well worth it to go there and speak to them. Their overriding concern is they're being driven out of their livelihoods by the federal government and the state government and all the regulations and controls that are being placed on. They can't do mining any longer. They can't do logging any longer. I mean, it's one thing after another, and they've got all this great land there that has a lot of natural resources. They're just sitting there wasting away because our governments, both at state and probably local as well as federal, have put such a lid. It makes it so difficult for them to do anything, and they're very sad about it. They're very frustrated about it, and they're looking for a candidate that's got some passion, that's willing to get in and really fight for their rights to live in their community. And you know, I always like to say EPA, Environmental Protection Agency. I think they've forgotten that human beings are part of the environment as well. And we need to turn that whole process around and get things moving in that county.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. Our guest is Pete Stiglich, who's running for United States Congress, District 1. We'll be right back.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Revisit the days of highballs, hijinks, and happy hours when the coolest cats in town roamed the Vegas Strip.
And now,
Frank Sinatra.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Dean Martin.
Everybody loves somebody sometimes. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Sammy Davis Jr.
That's Mr. Bojangles.
And Joey Bishop. The Rat Pack Show, Saturday, April 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It was a special time, once in a lifetime. But now you can take a trip back in time and share a little slice of that so famous past with Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. Reserve your tickets for this cabaret-style show now online at readingcivic.com or call 229-0022. That's 229-0022.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money? And were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the 7th car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsready.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. It's Friday. TGIF for a minute. 8:23 in the morning, mostly sunny today with temperatures around, 73. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 48. Sunny all weekend. The forecast looks like we're going to have a great day. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, where you can get a 20-ounce either ice mocha or hot mocha for $3. They've got coffee by the pound, the best deal in town while you're walking in. Greatest walk-in humidor you're ever going to find. It's an awesome place. It's a great hang. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
And they give discounts to veterans.
That's really cool.
There you go.
In fact, that's how we know you, Pete Stiglitz. We know you as Colonel Pete Stiglitz. And the very first time that we started doing our shows on Saturdays, Pete, you came, and you came, and we love it when we hear you speak, and we loved how you have thrown your hat in the ring to really be involved in this community. And the North State.
And I sent you flowers when you opened this station over here.
There you
remember
did.
That? You did.
I did, and I dried them, and they're in my Bible at home.
Oh, good. That's a good place.
Pete, there's a lot of questions coming in the chat room. We'll get to those, too. But one of the things that that we're hearing is subsidies, and now that's a big problem. And no, I'm not going to raise taxes, but nobody wants to give me a really clear definition of what they're going to cut. What's your thoughts on this?
Well, you know, the subsidy thing is a big deal. I'm against subsidies. I don't think the government should be in the middle of picking winners and losers anymore. We can't afford it. The country's broke, and, of course, there's a big hoopla going on about Doug LaMoffa's rice farm subsidies, close to $5 million in subsidies. And it also makes me wonder, since he's not growing the rice and he's getting subsidies, what's he doing with the water that he's allocated? That's a big question I'd like to hear an answer on as well. The government is, politicians, and I use that word very real. Politicians have chosen over 10, 20, 30 years not to deal with our debt problem. They keep pushing this problem down the road, and now our kids, our generations that are following us, are the ones that are going to inherit this problem, and it's unfair to them. People ask me why I'm running. I always sum it up very simply by saying I'm running for Reagan. And most people think I'm talking about President Ronald Reagan, but I'm really not. You know, I met a young conservative couple in Chico a few months ago, and in the arms of the mother was a little girl. She was about 2 months old at the time, and her name happened to be Reagan. So when I got up to speak, I told the crowd, I said, the reason I'm running is for Reagan, but I'm talking about that little girl over there who has nobody speaking for her and defending her rights and the rights of her generation to come as far as the kind of country she's going to inherit. And we can spend a lot of time and talk about all the issues that are out there that are just tearing this country apart in so many ways. You know, I believe, as far as your question about what to cut, nothing's been decided in Washington. Even 2010, we got off to a great start, I think, in that election and put some good folks in there. But what has really been accomplished since 2010? What programs have we cut? You know, what regulations have we gotten rid of? What departments have we closed? I'm everything's on the table as far as I'm concerned. I would certainly support across the board cuts in every department in the federal government. Carla, you've been around the feds in your military career, and so have I, 26 years. I've worked at National Security Agency. I've worked actually with the United Nations, which I don't particularly support. And there is so much waste and abuse right within Department of Defense. I've spent 26 years in procurement. And we need to start cutting and cutting across the board. And Department of Education, Department of Commerce, Department of Energy can all be cut as far as I'm concerned. When you've got GSA going to Las Vegas and spending $800,000 on a stupid trip, and if people out there think that they're the only agency doing that, you've got another thing coming, folks. You need to rethink that. You can multiply that probably by several thousand kinds of trips like that of wasting your taxpayer dollars. we need to get in there and with a hatchet and start cutting this budget, this federal budget. And everything's on the table as far as I'm concerned.
You know, I think that for somebody to go in there and say, you know what, we're going to do a 10% cut this year across the boards. And after people are screaming and all that, say, hey, you know, guess what? We've got to do it. 10% cut. And here's what else I want you to do. I want you to do a 10% cut in people. In other words, as they attrit out, I don't want you to fire anybody. I don't want to fire anybody.
That's a good
but
point.
As you retire, you guys got to start working smarter. Because, and then at the end of my term, at 4 years or 2 years, I'd like to see 10% of that workforce gone. And then go from there until you can cut back to probably, you know, they want the Marines and the soldiers and the Air Force to do the same job with 25,000 people less. In the Marine Corps, they want to take it down to like 178,000. Now, here's your missions, though. I don't see those missions changing.
Right.
So if that's the case, why can't we go into government and say, hey, I'd like you to take 10% of your workforce out? And guess what? I bet you can still do your mission.
Oh, absolutely. And we can and we should do that. And you know, Carl, as well as I do, as long as we keep pushing that money out to those federal agencies, they will continue to spend it and they will continue to waste it. The only time we get their attention is when we start cutting their budgets, and then they have to live with that budget. That's the only solution. We need to get on with it.
Okay, we're going to have to take a break, and the chat pack has got a stack of questions for you, Pete. We're going to shoot those at you when we get back after these messages. Casey and our 1460.
Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. George Zimmerman's attorney says he blames himself for being unaware at first how much money was donated to a website for Zimmerman's defense.
There was about $204,000 that was contributed in the past 30 to 45 days from the public into that account.
Mark O'Mara in a Florida courtroom this morning. A judge is deciding whether to raise the price tag on Zimmerman's $150,000 bond. Zimmerman is charged with the second-degree murder of unarmed teenager Trayvon Martin. President Obama speaks at an Army base in Georgia about an executive order to protect veterans who go to college.
The new order requires schools to disclose full costs in a new Know Before You Owe form. It will require military bases to put new rules in place to keep unscrupulous education recruiters off base.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz traveling with the president. Fox News, we report, you decide.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
Join us in celebrating 19 years on the river at Wind River Casino, May 14th through May 20th. Monday through Sunday, bingo free play drawings. Wednesday and Friday, slot tournament bonus cash add-on. Saturday, play in the $1,000 cash add-on Monte Carlo tournament. And Sunday, pull up a seat and play in the $5,000 guaranteed poker tournament. Plus hot seat drawings, cupcake giveaways, prizes, and many more giveaways. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea. And where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460, 8:35 in the morning, April the 27th. Thank goodness it's Friday. We're followed, of course, by Shasta Startup, our business show. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. Seniors and vets get discounts. Man's last stronghold. You know, it's a great place to visit. Okay, on Monday evening at 6 p.m., Destiny Fellowship Church, they're going to have the Hawkins Shopping Center discussion. Again, as you know, we had Jeff Hess from Hawkins Company yesterday, but the Tea Party are going to have a discussion at 6 p.m. Monday about the Hawkins, and also down in Cottonwood Town Hall at 6 p.m. on Wednesday. You can go there and have a dinner at $8. But anyway, that's at the Cottonwood Community Center out at Gas Point Road. So, there's two parts of this Churn Creek question. One is the mall itself, and the second one is on ballot B is that is to have no industrialization, development. Thank you very much. I have trouble words like that, but no development for 24 years. So we're going to get more and more in this. We have the fact that Churn Creek people are coming in next week to talk about this, and this is going to be an ongoing. This is huge for our county when we start talking about money. But we're talking to Pete Stiglitz here. Pete, one of the questions came in and said that it looks like you were using the Air Force Star. I mean, on your Air Force Star on your campaign literature.
Well, we are using a star on our campaign literature. It's not necessarily the Air Force Star. I think all the services use a star one way or another. So I did like that look because it does bring to mind my military career, which I'm very, very proud of. And I'll also mention, too, because we did some research on what we can and can't do with using my rank on my literature, on my signs. And as long as we include on our materials USAFs, retired on the document somewhere or the sign, we're okay. So we're very careful about that, make sure we're fully complying with DOD regulations as well as the FEC.
Okay. We got a phone caller. Jim, good morning. You have a question for Colonel Pete Stiglitz.
Yes. Hey, Colonel Pete.
Hey, I know you, Jim. How you doing, buddy?
Real good. Hey, when you get back to Congress back there and you cut 10% on their funding across the board, you should not allow the EPA and the people like that to go out and fund through fines like Cal/OSHA did and stuff like that to fund their own agency. Because all they do is just go after people and just rip them up. Individually, take one person at a time. And when they do one person at a time, then nobody stands up and says anything.
Yeah, you know, Jim, I think you're probably referencing that comment by the Southeast Administrator for EPA, where he basically said, we go in here and take down the first person we can find and make an example out of them. That is totally wrong, and that just gives symptomatic of what's wrong with the EPA in particular, as well as a lot of the federal agencies. They forget who they are working for. And unless we change things in Washington and get people like myself that want to rein those organizations in, and I think in many ways get rid of them, nothing's going to change. So I hear you, Jim. I agree with you. We need to let the agencies know who their bosses really are, and that's the American people.
You bet. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jim.
Bye.
One of the questions came in is, do you think GSA should be dismantled?
I think in large measure they probably could be certainly downsized considerably. And I have to look at that. You know, we do have a lot of federal properties that need to be administered, so we need some kind of an agency to do that. I don't know enough about the GSA, but certainly their budget needs to be curtailed significantly along with all the other federal agencies because they're just wasting money and not doing what they're supposed to be doing. So I'm not at a point right now to say just disband the GSA. I have to look at it, but certainly they're out of control.
Well, you know, one of the things I can say is let's disband EPA. I can say that because I'm not running for office. Okay, Pete, the health care issues, health care plan, big in the news from the Supreme Court. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm very hopeful from all reports that we all see in the media that the Supreme Court will do the job that that needs to be done, which is to find an unconstitutional mandate, something like health care, because doggone it, if first of all, it's not in the Constitution, health care. And second of all, if government can mandate us to buy health care, I mean, where does it stop? I mean, that's just a no-brainer. I'm very, very hopeful the Supreme Court will toss Obamacare to the curb, and we can get back to where we ought to be focused, working together, all parties, on free market patient-centered solutions for health care. And there's a lot of things that are on the table that have not been fully explored and developed. And I think we could find a lot of common ground. And we ought to be able to, as far as tort reform is concerned, interstate competition, medical co-ops. You can go on and on and on. And none of that's really been explored and worked to the point. And why we jumped to Obamacare and thinking that the government was the solution to our health care problem was just total insanity. But that speaks to the whole Obama administration, if you ask me.
I think we can break there then. Okay, total insanity in the Obama administration. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Pete Stiglitz, running for Congress, District 1 is our guest. We'll be right back after these messages. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hey, honey, what's wrong?
Well, this report says Congress has run up such a large debt that each and every one of us now owes $49,000.
Really?
That's not all.
Oh?
This report also says Doug LaMalfa wants to spend even more.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, it says even though Doug LaMalfa's already a millionaire farmer, his family farm has taken nearly $5 million in taxpayer-funded subsidies.
And we're stuck paying the bill. We can't afford that.
Well, it sounds like Doug LaMalfa doesn't care. He said he's running for Congress to represent his farm first.
He said that? Well, one thing I know for sure. We can't afford more government spending, and we certainly can't afford to pay for Doug LaMalfa's farm.
I'm Sam Onested. Congress has spent America close to bankruptcy, and I'm running for Congress to stop this spending. I approve this message paid for by Sam Onested for Congress because we need to stop spending. To find out more, visit samonested.com.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Appliances are what we do at Carmona's Appliance Center, and we do it better than anyone else, including those big box stores. At Carmona's, you'll find a complete selection of Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jennair appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, in stock, ready for delivery, along with our complete parts and service department. We promise to meet or beat any local advertised price, or your purchase is free. And now through May 31st, you get 24 months financing, same as cash, with a minimum $6.99 purchase. All at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Redding, and our Appliance and Mattress Center on Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Luella Abbott from Redding has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsready.com.
And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. It's currently 53 degrees on this beautiful Friday afternoon. Oh, yeah. And you know what? What makes the world go around definitely is a great community, great weather, lots of stuff going on. We've got the Rat Pack. We've got a fabulous weekend full of great events. Politics are definitely happening in the air right now. Currently 8:44 in the morning. It's the 27th of April. Mostly sunny today with temperatures around 73. The weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards, 474-5546. If you're going to go out there for brunch or for dinner, make your reservations. The place is being, is packed. I've stepped it up a notch with Chef John Stadelli, so check it out, Ensemble Vineyards. But this portion of the show is brought to you by...
Hey, Crown Motors, it's going to be a great weekend. Go out there and get that car. That's right. Stop by and visit Steve Roberts and the crew today and look at for that your Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, or Ram. Also, they've got a great selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. You know what? This is a local business. They take great pride in what they do, great pride in their vehicles, and they're going to sell you a vehicle at the price you want. Okay, maybe I shouldn't put it exactly like that, but they are going to do a price that is fair to both of you. That's Crown Motors right here in Reading. I could say the price you want, but then they may not want that price. Anyway, but Crown Motors is, you know, they're good people. They support local. They support our community. They support local businesses. And there's others out there that don't. So, you know, you go to the ones that support the local community. Our guest, Colonel Pete Stiglitz, running for Congress District 1. What's your big issue here? If you were going to boil down your whole campaign to 2 minutes, could you do that?
2 minutes.
Well, I'm just saying, yeah. it's like a mission statement, and you've done lots of mission statements.
Yeah. Well, gosh, you know there are so many issues that we need to start dealing with effectively here, and we don't have a lot of time to waste anymore. Obviously, we've already talked about the budget and the debt that the nation is facing today. You know, just a number I'm going to throw out there that, based on some research. In 2011, you know how much interest we paid on the national debt? $413 billion. Interest alone in 2011, that's money right down the proverbial rat hole. We got nothing for it. Nothing at all. $413 billion. I looked to see what the state of California's budget was for the same time frame, 2011, and I think it was $117 billion for our state's budget, yet we're throwing away $413 billion in interest alone for the national debt. What a total waste of money. And we worry about money for education, and we worry about helping those that are less who are going through unfortunate times. I mean, gosh, we weren't wasting that $413 billion on interest. We could take care of a lot of these programs that we're all concerned about as humanitarians. But we're not. We're instead many in the Democratic side who think we need to raise taxes, which I'm vehemently against. We're wasting money. We need to stop that. We need to fix that budget and get it under control. And we've already talked about that. Obviously, the role of government in helping to facilitate a economic revival here in America is very important. It's not the Fed's job to create jobs. It's the Fed's job to create an environment that enhances and encourages investment and saving and risk-taking. And there's a whole slew of areas there that we need to be working on. Regulation, regulatory problems that we've got, something like $1.7 trillion in regulatory costs alone. That's a huge one. In illegal immigration, we always talk about that. We still got 12 to 15 million illegals running around the country. We don't know where they are. They're a security risk. And by the Heritage Foundation, if you believe their numbers, they estimate a tax burden to every American a total of about $2 trillion each year of just keeping these illegals in this country. So those are a couple. I mean, we can talk tax reform and reduction. I personally favor the flat tax. I even like the fair tax, which is a national sales tax. We get rid of all the other taxes on the board and just go with one of the two there. No stimulus, no deductions or anything like that. Let's clean this thing up and get moving. That's another area that we need to be working on. So those are probably the key issues right there. Entitlement reform, by 2049, the word is, based on the best experts, that every penny that comes into the federal government will be used to cover the costs of Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. We got to fix those programs, and we need to get down to it and get it done. So how's that in about a minute or two?
I think that's pretty good. You know,
I think those are the big issues. Those are huge.
The thing I don't understand is how we can track a calf that's born in Canada on a ranch, and we can track it to a small farm someplace in Nebraska, and we don't know where everybody else is in this country, except for the fact that
we don't want to.
Yeah, you're right, because, you know, I don't want to be chipped and followed. Anyway, okay, so illegal immigration. I'm tired of people complaining about this. I'm tired of what we're doing to the sovereign entity of Mexico. I really am. I think that we need to protect Mexico. But I think we ought to put our people on the border, make sure no more illegal weapons get across there. No more people trying to get across into Mexico to run their economy and take jobs from Mexicans. I think we should also guard the border to make sure no terrorists get into Mexico. You know what? We should do this to protect our friends to the south. And I just don't understand why why people would fight us on that. Am I looking at this wrong?
You're confusing me here. I think you got it upside down, don't you?
No, not if we guard the border and keep them safe. That means nothing comes through the other way either.
Yeah, I agree.
All right.
I want to congratulate John Dixon. You won the tickets on the Tri-Tip Barbecue. John's always been such a faithful listener and one of the chat pack.
All of you in the chat.
Thank you so much. You guys are great, and we're going to keep rolling those questions. We've got 10 minutes left, of course, with Colonel Pete Stiglitz. You know, you guys can always call 605-4567, the hotline. We've got 10 minutes left. If you've got a question that's bugging you, something that's really on your mind, it's time to ask of the Colonel now. He's live. It's here. It's on the air. KCNR 1460. We always love taking your chat pack questions to KCNR1460.com. We always keep it clean. We keep it civil. And that's the way it is. That's the way we roll it out here at KCNR 1460. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
What are you going to do for dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world-famous steak, a pork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Not in the mood for steak? How about deep-fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice? Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time home buyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Rope 'em and ride 'em, Reading, it's rodeo time. Tickets for the annual 3-day Reading Rodeo May 17th, 18th, and 19th are on sale now. It's a full week of wild events starting Saturday, May 12th with a steak feed and dance. $12.50 pre-sale steak feed tickets are available at most Napa Auto Parts store, the Civic Center box office, Custom Wheel on Center Street, or from any Reading Rodeo member. Week-long activities include chili cook-off and street dance, annual Friday morning pancake breakfast, rodeo parade, and 3 nights of rodeo action May 17th, 18th, and 19th with top riders of the nation competing in bronc riding,
steer wrestling, team roping, and the world's most dangerous sport, bull riding. Plus, nightly performances by world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales and rodeo clown Crash Cooper. Tickets on sale now at the Civic Center box office, online at ReadingCivic.com, or by calling 229-0022. Sponsored in part by Budweiser, Mercy Medical Center, Premier West Bank, Cottonwood Veterinary, Jukebox Music Festival, Shasta Estates Retirement, El Dorado Casino, Mount Shasta Springwater, Sierra Pacific Foundation, Omega Mortgage Group, and Wind River Casino. Find more information at ReadingRodeo.com and follow us on Facebook.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Well, I won't back. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. 8:54 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by North Valley Bank. Yeah, North Valley Bank, the 2011 Business of the Year. And it's not just because of banking matters. It's because their people get out there and get into the community. They are a local bank. And we love and we push and we support local banks as opposed to Bank of America who just ended the relationship with a company that that makes weapons. And that was the reason why they did it. The McMillan Company. Look it up on YouTube. Look it up in the papers. McMillan and Company that does make stocks and weapons for our warriors that are in combat right now. Bank of America chose to end the relationship. So, Bank of America.
What's the bottom line about that? Hey, let's go to our phones right now. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. BC, you are on line one. What's up?
Well, good morning, Linda, Carl, and Pete. Just a little deal here. That what would Pete think about, is there ever in our lifetime going to see these agencies, some of them be docked up for privatizations like GSA and a bunch of others? If you go on the USA Government Index to government departments and agencies, there's 470 of them out there, and that's just the main ones, not the subcategories. There has to be some, talk about cutting spending, there's got to be redundancy by the big time if people would dig into this.
Yeah, actually, thanks for the call and the question, BC. In my procurement career in the Air Force, I was involved in a number of privatization efforts. I think that's certainly a viable option to look at. I'd rather turn administration of and functioning of these some of these services that our feds are providing over to the free enterprise system and let the taxpaying folks that have businesses that cater those specific things, let them have that work. I don't see a real problem with that. I think we need to be real careful about it, make sure we're doing it smartly. Some of the cost estimates that I saw in my past life were questionable and somewhat, I thought, tilted in the government's direction, if you will. So we need to be very, very careful about how we do that. And when we do our cost analysis, determine whether it ought to be privatized or not. And, of course, what you privatize is very important, too. Some things are called what they term is inherently governmental, like war fighting is inherently governmental. So you don't contract out war fighting, obviously. So I think that's certainly an area, BC, that needs to be closely looked at and studied and executed when it makes sense to do so.
Okay, as far as I'm concerned, the government uses it like a Ponzi scheme. They keep building on themselves. But anyhow, we thank you for your answer. We'll let somebody else weigh in.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, BC, for the phone call. And Pete Stiglitz is our guest this morning, and that's why we're encouraging the calls here in the last 4 minutes. And actually, Carl, his song, which is the Johnny Cash, I Won't Back Down, usually comes in the 5 minutes.
We did.
So
we
what
did.
We do, we you did it?
Yeah,
oh, I must have been outside. I was getting coffee for someone. Yeah. Well, that's what happens.
Well, on Shasta Startup, we're having Nancy Whitworth is here. She's going to be speaking for, the EDC and our great big, they're going to be doing this. The series today is going to be talking about excellence. She's come in from, she's here as our guest speaker for our conference here on excellence in our businesses, how well we're doing and all that. And speaking of that, Robbie Cleary was named Business Woman of the Year.
From Clary's. Congratulations.
From Clary's for Viva Downtown. That's right. So we're proud of her, too. Colonel Pete, you got like 2 minutes.
Closing comments.
Wrap
yeah.
up, huh?
Yeah.
Well, first, thanks to KCNR, Carl and Linda, for allowing me the opportunity to come in again. And it's always fun and exciting. It seems kind of wild around here this morning.
It always is.
Anyway.
You're always welcome into our home. You know that anytime.
Well,
and this is our home.
Yeah. Well, don't forget to invite me to your Christmas party next year.
No, you'll never forget that, will you?
No, never. You make the best bartender in the world.
Yeah.
And we just didn't want to hit you up.
And thanks to your new board operator. I forget her name.
Rachel. Yeah.
Yeah. Rachel. Way to go, Rachel. Folks, how do I wrap this up? To say, obviously, running for any office is not easy, and there's a lot that you put out there. I realize right up front, every time I've run so far, I'm up against insurmountable odds. I'm going up against the party. I'm going up against big money and big organization. I'm not naive about any of that stuff. I run for office because I think we need to get good common sense people back into government, everyday people. I have made a promise, and I will fulfill it if elected, that I will only serve 8 years in Congress in the U.S. House of Representatives. That is it. I think it's important we keep bringing new blood in and new ideas and new energy in. I think these long-term 26, 28-year careers in government are not the answer. It opens you up to all kinds of influences that are not healthy for our governmental process. So I'm going to keep running, I guess. I don't know. We'll see next time. Hopefully I'll win this time. We're going to give it a shot, and I'm doing my best. I'm pretty much funding this campaign out of my own pocket because I believe in what I'm doing. And win or lose, I think I have a good message, and I'm glad to bring the voters at least a choice. They may not agree with every single thing that I have to say, and that's okay because that's just the way life is sometimes. But I think I'm of all the candidates, I am about as independent as it can get, folks. And I'm there to stand up for America. I'm here to put America first, and it's time we all as a nation rally together and put America first. So thank you for your consideration. My website is ColonelPete.com. You can go there and find a lot about me there. I've laid it all out for everybody to see. So thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. We've closed our week with Pete Stiglitz.
Okay, and hey, right after our show here, of course, is Shasta Startup from 9 to 10, and we're going to have the Mark LaSalle's here and Randy Denham. We're going to be talking about this great, great meeting or down in the at the Civic Center. They're going to be talking about how, you know, businesses and how they succeed right here in the North State. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
But I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The House about to vote on what President Obama has been urging, stop federal student loan rates from spiking this summer. So why is there a veto threat? Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
Because, Lisa, the Republican measure extends current interest rates by tapping about $6 billion from a health care fund created in the Affordable Care Act.
This fund is about the giving of life. There is a level of hypocrisy on this floor that is staggering.
And Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro calling the GOP plan an assault on women's health, but Republicans like Illinois' Judy Biggert say the health care fund has been raided before by Democrats.
It just seems like the political maneuvering certainly is continuing.
Senate Democrats have a counteroffer to pay for the loan program by closing corporate tax loopholes. Lisa.
Jared, the U.S. economy tapping the brakes.
The gross domestic product rose at an annual rate of 2.2% in the first quarter, down from 3% growth in the fourth quarter.